Good evening to you all, and thank you for joining us once again for the Salvation Meeting here on Fortress Radio. Tonight's meeting is all about trust. What a lovely word that is. How often do you even think about trust? What do you trust in? Many of us are parents, and of course there comes with being a parent an enormous amount of trust from the little ones to us. To care for them and bring them up safely and responsibly. It's a challenge every day, but such a privilege too. But it's our trust in God that makes or breaks us all as adults in this world. Have each of us fully put our trust in God? Or do we sometimes fear to tread where he might want to lead us? Do we sometimes play safe and stick with what we know and are comfortable with? Or have we reached that stage in our relationship with him where we're just prepared to trust him? What I find reassuring is the promise that whatever we do, we can do it hand in hand with him. The second verse of our first song, number 25, has always resonated with me. God's love to me is wonderful. My very steps are planned. When mists of doubt encompass me, I hold my Father's hand. You know, I used to love walking down the street holding my dad's hand. Those who knew my dad, Major Ken Harry, would know that as part of his Christian life and witness, he made a point of walking up and down the high street in the town of whichever appointment he had every day, in his Salvation Army uniform, so that people could stop him and talk if they wanted to. I think that and his equally committed and hard-working pub round were the reasons that he got to know so many people in the towns where he served and became so loved by them. And so the thought of holding hands with my Heavenly Father as I go through my life has always appealed. Now, we used Sidney Cox's song quite recently and sang it to the traditional tune. So tonight we're going to use the melody of Faith is the Victory to sing together and start our meeting. God's love to me is wonderful.
Thank you.
Our prayers this evening are led by Majors Ian and Tracy Mountford, currently the officers at Chelmsford Corps in Essex. But first, a song that I haven't heard for a long time. Only the chorus is in our songbook now, but we used to have the whole song in books, I'm sure. Perhaps it was just the YP songbook. But this chorus has the lovely line, "I'll trust my Father in heaven, for I know that he cares for me." If you want to sing along with the chorus, it's number 35 in the songbook.
Yes. Father, we are thankful for this new day and for time right now to bring ourselves before you. We thank you, Lord, because you love us so much and that here on earth you demonstrated your total love and sacrifice for us on the cross. We are thankful too because we know you lived as a man. You experienced many of the things and emotions that we face today. You knew the love for friends, shared celebrations, joy, but also experienced betrayal, pain and illness and loss of loved ones. We believe when your word tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. So in faith we choose to trust you in all the areas of our lives. You know our hearts and our depth of love for you. Today, Lord, strengthen our hearts, be all we need, and protect us in these challenging times. Be with the lonely, the lost, and the hurting, with those who seek help from you today. You are our rock in times of joy and sadness. We trust you, Father, because yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you have promised your Holy Spirit's help and comfort. We know you care for us. Help us to trust you more. This we pray in your precious name. Amen.
We receive further reassurance about the power that can be found in trusting the Lord from song number 979. Although this is an old song, written many years ago by Charles Wesley, in fact it has, to me at least, the feel of a much newer song. And what a promise it contains. Who in the strength of Jesus trusts is more than conqueror. Amen to that. So let's sing together. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armour on. Another of the great songs of trust that we as a modern church have inherited from years gone by is Trust and Obey. I think there's a great relationship between those two words, you know. It's no good us trusting God if when he tells us to do something we come up with excuses. It'd be like the would-be followers in the Bible who wanted to go and build a house first or bury their father. We'd be better off taking the advice of John Gowans in the great song that he wrote from one of the musicals. If the Spirit says go, you must go. No hesitating, no excuses. Trust and obey. And we're going to be reminded of those words tonight by the Coventry City Singing Company and an arrangement by Derek Kane. trust and obey. Our Bible reading this evening is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. And it's going to be read for us this evening by my wife Sarah.
The Bible reading is taken from Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun the evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honour the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as the father, the son he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver, and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honour. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Amen.
Now, how could we possibly share a Salvation Army meeting about trust and not include this next band piece? When Eric Ball first put this selection together way back at the start of World War II, even he could have had no idea how widely and for so long his efforts would be used by God to bring comfort, blessing and encouragement to countless souls over what's now 80 years. Constant Trust features three songs. Trust and Obey and Simply Trusting are obvious choices. But the middle section uses a quite wonderful melody by one of the founder's sons, Ballington Booth, to which we have used words that he also penned. Words of such depth and truth that we still sing them, perhaps not as often as we ought to, over 100 years later. They're from song 894 in the songbook, and I'd encourage you to follow the words. But we once again receive that reassurance that with God on our side, we have all that we ever need to conquer any foe the devil may put in front of us. This, then, is Eric Ball's beautiful piece, Constant Trust.
Thank you.
The cross that he gave may be heavy, but it ne'er outweighs his grace. The storm that I feared may surround me, but it ne'er excludes his face. The cross is not greater than his grace. The storm cannot hide his blessed face. I am satisfied to know that with Jesus here below, I can conquer every foe. Hallelujah. My mum often used to use a popular expression, "Nothing can happen to me today that God and I can't handle together." What a wonderful truth that is. Let's sing again now, and it's a song of Scottish origin by the songwriter Norman MacLeod. It's number 488 in our book. Courage, brother, do not stumble. Trust in God. There's that advice again. Trust in God and do the right. Like the band piece we heard a few moments ago, few songs in Salvation Army history have had such a lasting and blessed existence than the one that the songsters are going to sing for us this evening. When its writer, songster leader Oliver Cook, wrote it, he was himself in a pit of despair, not knowing where he could turn and how he could face the future. The answer to all his problems was to be found at Calvary, and through the shed blood of Jesus. And the last lines of this song remind us again, no one has ever trusted unavailing. No one has claimed of his love and been denied. I know a fact.
I know a fountain where sins are
That reading from Proverbs that we shared together earlier carries a warning for us not to trust in the wrong things. Now, I'm not saying tonight that education in itself can ever be a bad thing. And government mantras that cite education, education, education cannot easily be decried as a bad thing. But I have to say to you that, as Alexander Pope wrote in his famous poem once, a little learning is a dangerous thing. I remember hearing the very old joke once about the boy who told his granddad how much he disliked history class at school. The old man tried to reassure him that it was important to both celebrate the good things from the past and also to learn from the mistakes of the past. But the young lad missed the point entirely and replied, "It was all right for you. When you were young, there wasn't so much history." You see, he missed the point. In amongst all the words and reading, studying and essay writing, he just didn't get it, and he was turned off that subject for good. Sadly, I've known many good Christian men and women lose their faith and trust in God after what may well, for them, have ended up being too much studying. Particularly, I have to say, in uncareful and unprayerful study of theology. They ended up tying themselves in so many philosophical knots that they ended up losing all sight of and faith in the very God they were trying to examine. But we live in a world where a good education is, according to governments throughout the world, the most precious gift that we can bestow upon the next generation. But again, I say, surely what we teach and how we teach it, and also what we don't teach, can do the next generation untold harm. I count myself very blessed that for almost all of my teaching career, I was privileged to teach in a Church of England school, where the school prided itself on providing a caring Christian education in the heart of the city of Portsmouth. I didn't have to worry about what I said about God in my classroom, and on many occasions, pupils were able to tell me, sometimes much later in their lives, how relating a piece of religious music, for want of a better term, such as Pie Jesu, to its Christian meaning, helped bring the music itself to life for them. Well, thank God for that. So let's take a closer look for a few moments at what we can learn from those verses in the book of Proverbs. What does the writer say to us? Verse 3 gives us some sound advice and a very clear instruction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. What does that mean for us? It's quite easy, I think. Rely on God always. Don't put your trust in yourself or anyone or anything else. Not in books. Not in education, not in learning. He's enough. Now, I like to think that when we all come to God, either as children or as adults, we're quite prepared to do this at first. But as we get more settled into our faith and relationship with Him, that's when things start to go awry. But that's not surprising, is it? Liken it, if you will, for a moment, to being in a new romantic relationship. Oh, you make sure your hair's tidy. You make sure you've cleaned your teeth before going to meet her. You never forget your deodorant. You make the effort, perhaps even to wear her favourite aftershave. And together, you always make sure that you're gentle, kind, polite, and anything else that you need to do just to make the whole thing special. But after a few months, some of these things might start to slip a bit as you settle into a more normal life with each other. And after many years of marriage, you might look back quite fondly on occasions and smile at how it used to be. Oh, there may be no less love between you then. There should be even more. But it's those little things. Ah, those were the days. And our relationship with God is no less subject to change. We've all known people who came to the church, found God, and were so full of enthusiasm for prayer, Bible study, outreach and evangelism that we felt almost ashamed of our own efforts. But then the fizz they had started to go flat, like a glass of cola that's left on the table overnight. And sadly, I've seen a lot of these folk fall by the wayside within a few years, sometimes never to be seen again. And that fills me with a real sadness and sense of failure. You see, it's all about keeping your eyes on God, trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3 verse 6 reminds us that it's quite simple, really. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Now, we're not going to use the song this evening, but I really love By His Hand, especially the arrangement that Thomas Mack gave to us about 25 years or so ago. If we let God take us by the hand and we continue to hold on tight, then he will lead us where we need to be. It's simple. We move on to verse 7. And the writer of Proverbs tells us, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Well, that's more wonderful advice, isn't it? I know I say it time and time again, but it's the non-acknowledgement of an evil influence in our world that causes us so many problems. I mean the Christian church and the world in general. There's no point at all in 50 to 60% or even more of the people in the UK or America or anywhere else for that matter saying that they believe in God if only a small fraction of those also believe in the devil. Satan is very, very real. He doesn't exist just as a cartoon character of a little red man with a triple-pronged fork, horns and a tail. He's real, very real, and very, very clever. There's a wonderful line in the 1995 film, The Usual Suspects. You may not have seen it for a while, but it was a very successful film in the mid-90s. One of the main characters says a line of the most profound truth and reality that it hits me every time I see it, and it sums up everything that I'm trying to say here in a moment. What did he say? He said, "The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist." Wow. How then can we turn away from evil if we don't even believe it has a source? And I'm not talking about just non-Christians here, because sadly there are many Christians who don't believe in the devil or hell either. Oh, the devil is far more than just a fantasy character in a horror film. It's easier to meet him in your day-to-day life than it is to see God there, I promise you. But if we hold God's hand and walk through life with him every day, then we have nothing to fear from Satan or his demons. God's word and his presence will always be enough to see us through. Verse 8 of that reading goes on to say, it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Doesn't that sound lovely? Earlier in our meeting, I referred to a song written by one of William Booth's sons. But I make no apology at all for stating once again my admiration for another of our founder's sons, this time Herbert, very much a faith hero of mine. I didn't know very much about him until well into my adulthood. And then Colonel Ray Steadman Allen came to lead a band weekend at Portsmouth some years ago, and he said the very same thing. Herbert Booth was a faith hero of his. And yet this was a man who left the Salvation Army, whose name was banned from its history books for so many years. His own name removed from the words of the songs that he wrote, or at best reduced to initials. And yet here was a man who did more to shape, inspire, and lead the young Salvation Army to become what it is than almost anyone else. But thank God we do still have Herbert Booth's legacy, his story, his inspiration, and his wonderful songs, including number 588 in the songbook. I've little strength to call my own, and what I've done before thy throne, I here confess, is small. But on thy strength, O God, I lean, and through the blood that makes me clean, thou art my all in all. No tempest can my courage shake, my love from thee no pain can take, no fear my heart appall, and where I cannot see, I'll trust, for then I know thou surely must be still my all in all. Christ is all, yes, all in all. My Christ is all in all. Lord, as we come before you this evening, help us to claim that reality for ourselves, that you can be here with us in every detail of our lives, in days of joy and days of sorrow, times of success and times of trial, days when the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and life seems like a song, but also when the storm clouds sneer and the wind blows. When illness and even death surround us on every side, may we at times like that cling on to you even tighter. Hold your hand, feel the warmth of your embrace. I pray tonight for members of my own family who today have received the shocking news of a sudden bereavement, that you will be all in all to them at this time, that you will be what they need. And I thank you for his life, well lived, and the Christian love and influence that simply exuded from him. Oh, receive him, Lord, now he's been promoted to glory, into your eternal presence. And Lord, if at times we let you go, call us back, please. Those times when we feel lost, bereft, and we shun the comfort of our Heavenly Father's hand. We know that despite our failings, you are always faithful. And no matter how far we stray from you, you are always there to welcome us back into your presence, to take our hands again and give us another chance. Help us to trust when we cannot see the way ahead, at those times when we don't know where to turn, so that we can truly say that you are our all in all, and to enable us to walk with you into the future that you've planned for us in your strength, with our faith unwavering, our courage and zeal ever inspired by your love, as we strive to do your will in the world each day. Amen. And what other song could we close with tonight than the one I just quoted at the end of that prayer? Number 959 in the songbook, with inspiring words by Edward Turney, going along with a wonderful, stirring Ivor Bazanko melody. So let's sing together. and go in the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with us every hour of every day. Help us to trust in you, our mighty Saviour, and walk hand in hand with you along the paths that you've planned for our feet. And now may thy grace, peace, and heaven's richest and choicest blessings be with us all, until we can meet like this again. Amen.